Sorry, it's funny. I get together with Daryl Klotz not as often as I'd like, but first thing we start talking about is retirement. How the heck are you? Daryl Klotz, who works with the folks at Viterbo, and among many of the things she does that keeps her busy, finding Holocaust survivors to bring to La Crosse, and among other things, make a presentation to those of us who like to follow that history so we never repeat it. Daryl, good morning. I already asked, but I'll ask again for everybody else. How the heck are you these days?
Good morning, Mike. I am just great.
I'm glad to hear
that. I have to say.
So tell us a little bit about, and is it Ida Pulsh Kurz?
Yeah, and we're just going to go by Ida Kurz.
Okay, all right. That's
but
good.
Yes.
Ida Kurz.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm very excited. She's a very dear lady, and she has, her life has been filled with great sorrow, but also joy. She, you know, after the Germans invaded Poland, which she had lived in Poland, her father enlisted in the Polish army, and he was sent to Russia, where he was actually captured by the Germans. And her mother and her Ida's twin brother and her sister were put in a ghetto. And the mother, under the strain of everything that was going on, her mother committed suicide.
Man.
And Ida was put under the care of her aunt, and also her brother and her sister were too. And a Christian man who knew her mother, I mean her aunt, excuse me, came and said to the aunt, "I will take the little girl out of the ghetto, and my wife and I will raise her as our own child. The only stipulation is the family can never come and find her."
Ooh.
And so she went with this family, and they were very good to her. They were very loving. She had a good life with them. When the father came back from Russia, he found out where she was and came to get her from this family. And the little girl, first of all, she had been raised Catholic, and she was surrounded by anti-Semitism, and she was afraid of Jews.
Yeah,
her father
yikes.
Was a Jew. And she hadn't seen her father. She didn't even recognize him. And she refused to go. But eventually, the father was able to get her and to take her out of that for that loving home. He ended up remarrying a woman who was very cruel to Ida, because this woman had lost both her sons during the war. They were at Auschwitz, and they were murdered. And so she would look at Ida and say, you don't deserve to be alive. You should be dead like my sons."
Wow.
Anyway, that three of them ended up moving to Israel. And while they were in Israel, she lived in a kibbutz. And she ended up meeting her husband. They got married. She had a daughter. They eventually moved to Skokie, right outside of Chicago.
Sure.
And at that point, she got involved with the Skokie Holocaust Museum. And she's still involved right to this day. But she found out that she was really missing this twin brother. She hadn't seen him in 53 years. And she started searching for him. And through an organization, she ended up finding her brother in Poland. And they were reunited. She went to Poland, met him. They had this wonderful reunion. And in fact, CNN did a whole story on it. And people who come in here, I speak on Wednesday night, are going to get to see that little 10-minute video that they did. It's really something. Anyway, the brother ended up moving with Ida to Skokie, and he lived with Ida and her family until he passed away. So it has a happy ending, but she still hasn't found her sister. She's been searching for her sister all these years and has not found her.
Yeah, wow. Did she ever try to?
I hope.
Did she ever try to find her adopted family? That her dad took her away.
Oh, that's such a great question, Mike. She did. She found the father. The father was dead, but she brought her mother over to Skokie two different times.
Oh, wow.
So that's a happy story, too.
Yeah, yikes.
Because that woman really, really loved her and was the only true mother that she really ever had.
Man, all that adversity, and she still figures out how to bring some light into her life and those people around her.
You know, Mike, that's what's so inspiring about these survivors. Every once in a while when I'm promoting a survivor, someone will say to me, "Oh, I don't want to go and hear Survivor. I don't want to be brought down. I don't want to get depressed. And it's exact opposite. You hear these survivors, you walk out of the Viterbo Fine Arts Center, and you are inspired. And you know that no matter what's going on in your life, you can weather the storm and you can make it.
Right.
Because you just heard this story about someone who did that.
Right. Well, and that's I hope that people who attend these kinds of conversations and the one coming up next month with Ida will absolutely absorb it that way. You can be at the depths of depression and have the horrible, horrible life and return from it to a point where you have a wonderful life, and now you are the incentive for others to have a good life. Man, that's a long, long road.
That's so true, Mike. And I, you know, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to see these people, and you're experiencing history from someone who lived it. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, right. And that's why it's important to take the opportunity to visit on Wednesday, April 3rd, correct? Wednesday, April 3rd, yeah. 7 p.m. At the Viterbo Fine Arts Center. Tickets are always free, and 7 yeah. p.m. is the beginning of the presentation. But if you're not there these days, I would guess by 5:30-ish?
Well, no. The doors are going to open at 6:15.
Ah, okay.
But there'll be a long line of people.
So, oh, yeah.
And I used to tell people to get there at 6:30. This is ridiculous. We send people away. I'm almost positive that that's what's going to happen this time.
Sure.
So get there early. Bring a book. People watch.
Sure,
get there early if you want to get a seat, really.
Right. You get to the doors. You won't be able to get in, but you'll be close enough to the front of the line to get in when the doors open.
Yes.
6:15, the presentation starts at 7. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, and it will be another fabulous opportunity. Can you connect me with
Ida? And there are no tickets.
Right, no tickets. So
you
just have
tickets,
to go.
No tickets.
Right, well, then, yeah.
Totally free of charge.
Right, the tickets are free. There are no tickets. Just go there.
No, there are no. Mm.
Right, okay, cool. Are you going to be able to connect me with Ida?
Yes, you're talking to Ida.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to Daryl. That's funny.
But you're going to talk to Ida.
Right, okay. I just wanted
Monday?
Yeah, just wanted to make sure that that's still part of the connection that we'd
talked
about.
Oh, it is. It's
right,
April
cool.
Fool's Day.
Yeah, no fooling. All right, good deal. Look forward to that on Monday. In the meantime, Daryl Klotz, thank you very much for talking with me this morning. No tickets, but you got to get there early to get in. April 3rd, get there at about, 5:30-ish. You'll be good to go.